A U.S. federal judge has ruled that the Fire Department of New York used recruitment exams that discriminated against blacks and Hispanics. The ruling is the result of a lawsuit filed against the city by a black firefighters organization and the U.S. Department of Justice. It found the predominantly white FDNY discriminated against minority firefighter candidates in written exams given between 1999 and 2007. Joining us now to discuss the ruling and what may be next is Richard Levy with the law firm Levy & Ratner. The firm represented the Vulcan Society, a fraternal order of black firefighters, in the class action suit. Good morning, Mr. Levy.
Good morning, Soterios.
So where does this ruling leave the fire department's testing process?
Well, the fire department has for many years ignored the problem of discriminatory tests. It's been widely known, and the statistics, of course, have been very dramatic. In a city of 27% African Americans, the fire department has had about 3% firefighters.
And where does this ruling leave the department's testing process now?
Well, they have, since the filing of the lawsuit, developed a new test, which is marginally better than the two tests that were found to be unlawful by the court. The new test still is a fully written comprehension exam, which is a little bit like testing baseball players with a written exam. Firefighter jobs entail a host of skills and abilities and characteristics that are either not well measured on a written exam, or the city has simply failed to attempt to measure those attributes.
Can you explain how the FDNY's exams were racially discriminatory?
Yeah, they were discriminatory because they basically looked at a small selection of cognitive skills that have very little to do with the firefighter job. In fact, one of the most important skills in a firefighter job is oral skills, oral communication, because that's how firefighters communicate in the midst of a blaze. They don't read and they don't write to each other. But unlike most cities or many cities today that recognize that distinction, the city refuses to implement any kind of an oral exam and sticks to a purely cognitive written exam, which minorities do worse on. But more importantly, the written exams are not well correlated to the skills that are required to be a firefighter, which include, as the judge in this case pointed out, ability to work as a team, integrity, compassion for others, a host of abilities, to say nothing of physical abilities, that are far more important to the firefighter exam than the cognitive skills that the city tests for.
Now, the city
result has been the discrimination.
Right. Now, the city law department says that there were only two written exams in question. They were given in 1999 and 2002. Are you hoping to have these two exams re-administered? And where does this leave the firefighters who passed the exam, who are now members of the FDNY?
Well, most of the firefighters who passed the exam and are members, I think, are unaffected by this. But these exams, it should be pointed out, continued to be used. The scoring on those exams, the rank order listing from which they hired, continued to be used right through 2007 and 2008. And the record in the Bloomberg administration did not improve one iota. There were 3% black firefighters when he came into office. He met with the Vulcan Society. He was aware of this issue, and there were 3% black firefighters in the fire department as recently as a month or two ago. So the administration has failed miserably in its attempt or its argument to say that they care about this issue.
Well, you know, the city has managed to up the numbers of black and Hispanic police officers. How is the FDNY different?
The FDNY, for reasons that are, a lot of social issues, has been a white club. It's been a club where white firefighters have encouraged their children and their relatives and their friends to go into the job, and the city has been very protective of that white enclave and has resisted efforts to make the testing and expand the recruiting in a way that would really bring blacks into the program, which is the opposite of what was done in the police department. Now, the police department is clearly just as exacting a job. I mean, people carry guns and have a high amount of responsibility, but somehow the police department has moved up to being close to 50% minority, while we still have a fire department that's 3% black.
And just very briefly to wrap up, the city still has a chance to appeal this decision. Do you get the impression they will?
Well, they may. They'll, I believe, lose if they do, but I am hopeful that the city would stop circling the wagons and taking the most defensive posture and instead try to work with the Justice Department and the Vulcan Society and bring about a resolution that includes a much more open and much more job-related exam that does not discriminate against blacks and Hispanics as its exams have up until this date.
Richard Levy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Richard Levy represented the Black Firefighters Organization, the Vulcan Society, in the class action suit against the FDNY. This is Morning Edition on WNYC.